The Big 8 Morning Mess with Mark Kay and Megan. Time for...
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? And Hannah's here. Hannah, good morning. What's up?
Hey, guys. I just want to know, am I wrong?
Yeah, everybody always does. What is the issue? Who are you arguing with? What's the problem? What do you think you may or may not be wrong about?
It's my fiance, and he is telling me he won't marry me until... We've been engaged for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He wants me to pay off my debt. I have some student loans and I have some credit cards, and he's basically saying that he won't do it until it's all gone.
What?
He won't marry you until you're debt-free.
Right.
Student loans, you could be engaged forever. I mean, no offense, not to rub it in.
way to go, Megan.
I'm just saying, knowing myself, seems unfair.
Why does he say, well, you know what, let's call, what's his name?
His name is Dan.
All right, let's call Dan here. Hang on and see if we can get an explanation for this.
Hello?
Dan.
Yes?
Dan, hey, how you doing, buddy? It's Mark, Kay, and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. Surprise.
Surprise.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
No, not uprise. Surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah.
I'm very surprised. How's it going?
Great. Listen, you're going to be even more surprised because we've got Hannah, your fiancé, on the line with us as well.
What?
Hey, babe.
Hey.
What?
What are you doing? Hey. What's going on? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Well, listen, we have a little bit of an issue we need to work out. You got a minute, Dan?
Yes.
All right. Dan, why is it that you're refusing to marry Hannah until she pays off all of her debt?
You got to be kidding me.
I mean, did you say that? Is that...
Yeah, well, no, I'm not refusing to marry her. I'm... As she knows, I don't know what she said to you, but yes, I have just made this condition that, yeah, we can't, you know, become legally bound, you know, through marriage, which is, that's what that is. It's a legal kind of procedure.
No, yeah, we get it.
Nothing to do with love. It's just a, you know, it's whatever.
It has something to do with love.
What do you mean?
Everything to do with love.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that. That's what I'm saying. It's not that I'm refusing you my love. I love you. You know that. I want to marry you. But you know, the sort of like procedure of that ceremony is a legally binding thing. And so that includes things like money. And so you have debt, baby. And we need to get rid of that so that my credit score can then represent us, you know, for our future. You know, it's
they could take me years. I mean, it really honestly could take a very long time.
Yeah.
Well,
and like you loved her enough to propose, so wouldn't you already know that and like accept her for that and, you know, just work on it together?
I accept her for who she is. And yes, we've been working on it together, and I am encouraging her to continue to work on it.
Right.
We can do that. So, you know.
But if it takes like 3 years, Dan, for her to pay off all her credit cards and her student loans, are you just going to wait 3 years to get married?
You know, like I said, it's not that we're not going to do it, but yeah, we might have to wait a couple
of years. Okay, all right.
Wow.
Hang on 1 second. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. We got some phone calls online already, and we'll get some more. How much debt are we talking about?
It's around, like, $30,000. $30,000, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's going to take you a minute.
Okay, all right, hang on. We got some calls here. 340-9595. Alyssa from Orange Park, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Alyssa. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
This guy is so full of it. Anybody who loves somebody, they love them no matter what. If they want to marry them, they're going to marry them no matter what.
Yeah.
Except for Megan's boyfriend.
That's funny.
I think it's just a cop-out, you know? And whenever you're engaged, you're looking to get married, it is a team. It's you and them together. He obviously doesn't have her back. And if he's this concerned about money, they'll be divorced in a year.
Yeah, seriously.
No.
Let's be honest. If she's got $30,000 worth of credit card debt, I mean, that's not, you know, you may pay it off, but 5 years from now, she's going to have another $30,000 worth of credit card.
Even though you're married and everything is together but separate, you do not incur penalties because of somebody else's credit.
Oh, that's not true at all. You sure do.
You do?
You absolutely do. When you're married, if you have bad credit, it reflects on your husband and vice versa.
I don't. Well, it's funny. I'm married, and my husband's credit isn't on mine, and mine isn't on his.
No, but if you go to like get a loan or something like that, your marriage. If you marry someone with bad credit, it could ruin your credit.
You can exclude them from your loan.
That doesn't even make sense.
It's
true. Why would it? Just because you get married, why would it mess up your credit? That's dumb.
Because if you have bad credit, and your husband has good credit, and you go to get a loan, they're going to look at your husband's credit and say, you know what, you're a credit risk, because what if he goes broke and you need to bail him out?
It's true.
It happens.
Okay.
Regina from the beaches.
You just made that up.
Why would I make that up? Hey, Regina, how are you?
I'm good.
What do you want to say, Regina?
I was just saying, it seems like that they didn't really do their research, because I just got married in June, and I have way better credit than my husband. But when we apply for stuff, we use my credit. And
right.
His terrible debt doesn't affect mine at all.
You don't think it does, but it does.
Oh, maybe I need to do more research. it doesn't seem, because I know when I felt like he's got bad credit, but when I add him on things, sometimes we do get rejected.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. The flip side is probably more true, where like if your husband's got crappy credit and he goes to get a car, but you guys apply together, he'll probably get the loan because your good credit is boosting him up.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, you don't have to include them on every single thing you get. Like,
no,
just go
don't.
Get your own car if you have good credit.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't mean you don't have to get married.
The house loan's gonna be in my name. And
God, what
I
the hell's
mind.
Wrong with your husband? who does he owe all this money to? Anyway,
school.
Hey, school. Yeah, stupid school. I'm telling you,
school
don't
doesn't ruin your credit though unless you don't pay it.
Well, but I mean, if you have a lot of outstanding loans.
I mean, I have a lot of outstanding loans, but I have outstanding credit.
You do?
Yes.
Because you've been paying your loans?
Yes.
Oh, good job, Megan.
Thank
Michelle
you.
Michelle from the South. Then I wonder why your boyfriend doesn't want to marry you. what do you think? Is he wrong or is she? 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Diane, good morning. What do you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to say I've been married and I'm divorced, but I married a doctor who had over $100,000 in loans.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up in a divorce and he still has $100,000 in loans and it didn't affect me at all.
Yeah. Why did he never pay back his loans? Was he not a good doctor?
He's an awesome doctor. He just hasn't prioritized things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like being a doctor, that's just a license to print money.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, I mean, that's the thing. I don't even think you treat any patients. I think you just go to work and you print money all day. Then you go golfing and then you come home.
I don't know about that.
Hey, Kristen from the beaches. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. What do you want to say, Kristen?
I am actually on the boyfriend side for this.
Really?
My fiance and I were engaged for 4 years before my husband and I now. But when he was my fiance, we were engaged for 4 years. And this was one of the reasons, and it was on my side. I was in her position, and mainly it came down to trying to start our marriage on a responsible foot. And so just the same way as you want to get, you know, all of your everything else in order before you get married, you're planning a wedding, you're planning your future together, the same thing with finances. But the only thing that I keep hearing the student loan thing come up too. Is that has nothing to do with her credit. So if he's wanting to get student, like that's not gonna.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Student loans don't affect your credit.
They don't. That's what I'm trying to say. Unless you I think if you don't pay them for like a really long time, they do. But
so is it that she's being irresponsible with her credit, or does she just have? And she could also have three credit cards too that she would need to pay off. But are they maxed out? And is she late on them? So it's like, is it that she's irresponsible with credit, and he's trying to get her to be more responsible for their married, or does he seriously just want her to be debt free? Because that is going a little over.
Maybe it is
really
a little bit of that. Maybe
because if she has a job and she's paying for her own credit cards and she's managing it well, I don't understand why she has to be completely debt free if she's doing it. You know,
right? That's,
maybe
that's
she's
definitely true. But if he's wanting her to be more responsible, I'm definitely for that. And then part of being responsible is not constantly carrying a huge debt. Just because you can pay off the minimum payment every month doesn't mean that you're being responsible.
No, yeah, that's true. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Zachary from the North Side, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Hey, great, Zachary. What do you want to say?
So I don't know what all has been said because I just recently got out of my car, but I did want to say that
Megan too.
I think that it doesn't take a piece of paper to make someone be able to love you for an eternity. I've been with my girlfriend for a total of 6 years now. We have 2 kids, and I don't have any kind of paperwork or anything as far as a marriage that would hold us together, but we.
And you say it so proudly.
I do. I am. Well, I'm very proud of that.
You're very proud that you're not married.
Sorry?
You're very proud that you're not married.
Yes, in my opinion, I feel like as far as those legal ties go, at this point in time, with me living in my girlfriend's parents' house and the financial status that I'm at right now, I don't believe that it should be something that we would share. Just as such as their situation, I don't believe that it's something that they should share until she cleans up her part.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. There's no real good time to get married. People that say, I'm waiting for a better time to get married, there's no real good time to get married.
Yeah, I feel like that's the guys that are just looking for an excuse to not get married.
Yeah, you're supposed to get married and then just get through everything together.
Yeah.